patients who had clinically died started describing what happened while they were dead. Across cultures, decades, and belief systems, the same 9 core elements of post-death experience keep appearing. 1, the person reports leaving their body. 2, as they start to transition, they start moving through something like a tunnel, a passage, and a shift into another world. Then comes a life review, sort of like a panoramic reliving of their life. From their perspective and from the perspective of the people they affected, they don't just remember what they did, they remember what others felt. Then, almost universally, there is an encounter with a higher presence. Now, people use different names for it: God, Source, the Being of Light, but the description is strikingly consistent: an overwhelming presence, intelligent, personal, and defined by one core characteristic: unconditional love. Then they describe entering another realm, beautiful beyond language. In that realm, they are often met by people that they know, deceased family members, friends with recognizable identities, and sometimes there are also beings. And throughout all this, time behaves differently. Not linear or ticking forward, but expansive. And their sense of self changes too. They often describe having a body, but not quite like our physical one. A body made of awareness, and words happen without words. Direct, immediate, in essence, telepathic, thought to thought. And almost universally, people feel a sense that there is a boundary. They use different imagery, but it's the same function. They understand clearly that if they cross the boundary, they will not return to the physical world. Some are even told explicitly, it's not your time. And they are brought back to this physical world before crossing it. Near-death experiences now hold one of the most extensive data sets in modern research. Tens of thousands of cases have been rigorously documented. It happens to atheists, skeptics, and people who never believed in anything beyond the physical world. And that doesn't even account for the millions of people who never entered a study, whose experiences were never formally recorded, but follow the same patterns. And what we began to notice over the last 8 years is that what it reveals doesn't stand alone. The same structure keeps appearing in completely independent fields of research.